多书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Titus, chapter 3.
提多书的三章第五节。
Titus, chapter 3, verse 5.
这是我们很熟的经节啊。
This is a verse that many of us are already familiar with.
提多书三章五节啊，他就是神，神便救了我们，并不是因我们所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这句话告诉我们怎么神怎么救我们。
This verse tells us how our Lord saved us.
我们得到的救恩不是因为我们自己所做的好事情。
And we are saved not by the good works that we have done.
我们得到得救不是因为，换句话说，不是因为我们在教会所做的工作。
In other words, we are saved not by the good works that we do in church.
我们做圣工啊，做教会的工作是感恩做的。
When we do work in church for God, we do it out of heart of thanksgiving.
我们所做的工作不能够让我们得救。
Because the works that we perform will not save us.
是照神的恩典怜悯。
But rather we are saved by God's mercy.
什么是神的怜悯呢？
And what is God's mercy?
就是主耶稣钉死在十字架。
God's mercy is that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for us.
从救恩的层面来看。
From the Old Testament.
救恩。
From salvation.
救恩的层面，人不能够做有什么功劳。
Human beings cannot save themselves in any fashion.
以弗所书那里告诉我们。
The book of Ephesians tells us.
得救本乎恩，因着信。
That salvation comes by faith through grace.
就不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
It is not man's own doing, but it is rather the good giving of God.
不是出于我们自己的行为。
It is not by our own works.
为什么？
Why?
免得有人自夸。
Because lest anyone become too proud and arrogant.
在救恩的层面，没有一个人能够自夸。
No one can boast of their own good doing.
我们要完全的将荣耀归给神。
But rather, everyone needs to give glory to God.
这就是这句话讲的，他神救了我们，不是因我们的行为。所行的义乃是照他的怜悯。
And that's why it says here in verse 5 of Titus 3, not by works of righteousness, but according to his mercy he saved us.
然后救恩的层面从另外一个过程来看。
Now from the other perspective of salvation,
是借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
It is through the washing of baptism and the regeneration of the Holy Spirit.
这两件事情是从过程来看。
This is from a actual standpoint, physical standpoint.
Processing.
The actual process.
因为我们救恩是主，我们经过主耶稣的给我们的洗礼哈，重生的洗礼，所以开始点。
So we have come to Jesus through the water baptism that he gives us.
是重生。
This is how we are reborn.
所以我们成为神的子女。
And that's how we become the children of God.
但是这个不是完了。
But this is not the end.
所以我们教会的得救的观念是还没有完，这是一开始。
So from a point of view of our church and how one is saved, this is just the beginning.
这个是相信才开始啊。
This is the beginning of your spiritual life.
然后就要靠着圣灵的更新。
Then you rely on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不断地更新我们。
Because the Holy Spirit continues to renew us.
从受洗一直到我们离开世界的那天。
From the day you're baptized to the day you depart the world.
但神赐给我们圣灵。
God gives us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵最重要的功用就是不断地更新我们，成为一个完完全全的新人。
And the greatest work of the Holy Spirit is to renew us so that we can constantly become a new man.
所以提多书三章五节是两个层面，我们要了解，不是没有冲突的。
In Titus chapter 3 verse 5, there are two different perspectives and processes.
第一个层面。
First.
从神的层面来看。
From God's
这个救恩完全是主耶稣的怜悯。
From God's perspective, everything is through the mercy of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣做赎罪祭，我们什么都没有。
Jesus Christ sacrificed everything for us. We have done nothing.
只有一点
except for one.
就是我们相信主耶稣 做出为我做赎罪祭，就是这样子而已。
And that is that we must believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
所以我们在救恩的这个层面上啊，永远不要只觉得比人家高。
So when we look upon salvation, we should never feel better than others.
哎，我信主了几十年了。
I have believed in Jesus for many decades.
我做在教会做了多少多少工作。
I've done so much work in church.
那个都是没有用的。
Because all of this is meaningless.
从救恩的这个基础来看。
Because from the perspective of salvation,
哎，那只有耶稣神的怜悯。
Only Jesus and His mercy.
哎，那从另外一个层面来看。
From the other point of view,
哎，我们开始的点是重生的洗。
We are washed with the baptism of regeneration.
哎，当然在这个之前要悔改信耶稣了。
Of course, before this, you must confess your sins, repent, and believe in Jesus.
信耶稣的救赎。
But believing in Jesus,
然后就重生而洗礼了。
Then we can be baptized.
那归于主耶稣的子女了，神的子女。
Become children of God.
那再过来呢？
Next,
就圣灵帮助我们更新。
The Holy Spirit needs to renew us.
换句话说，我们永远往新的走。
In other words, we constantly become new people.
那就不要回头了。
Do not turn back.
你如果回头的话，
if you turn back,
哎，你又回到世界去了。
Then you have returned to the world.
所以我们今天来讲这个圣灵的更新。
So today we will talk about the renewal by the Holy Spirit. 哎，
这个层面呢，很多了，这个层面很广啊。
This is a very broad topic.
哎，那我是从生命还属的道来讲。
But we will talk about it from the life and the word.
啊，这个生命，这个圣灵跟生命有关系。
Because life has much to do with the Holy Spirit.
哎，那圣灵跟神的道又有关系。
And then the Holy Spirit has much to do with the Word of God.
哎，我们有时候听到人家讲灵洗了，圣灵的洗哈。
Sometimes we talk about being born of the Spirit.
啊 ，baptism of the Spirit 哈。然后也有讲道洗的。
And we talk about baptism by the Word.
哎，但事实上圣灵跟道是有关系的。
But the Holy Spirit has intimate correlation with the Word.
我们来先来讲圣灵跟生命有什么关系。
First, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and life.
为什么要用生命来讲圣灵呢？
Why do we talk about the Holy Spirit and life together?
哎，我们来看罗马书第八章。
We turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第一节跟第二节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and verse 2.
哎，罗马书第八章第一节跟第二节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and verse 2.
啊，第一节说，如今在那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。第二节。
Verse 2.
因为是生命的圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离了罪和死的律了。
Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
哎，这里讲啊，要在耶稣基督里面。
This verse tells us we must be in Christ Jesus.
我们就不会被神认为你有罪了。
Then we will not be condemned because of our sins.
那这句话不是只有一次了。
Now, this is not just said once.
你经常要在耶稣基督里啊。
But is to constantly remain in Jesus Christ.
如果你有时候跑出去了。
If you depart from Jesus Christ.
那就不一定，你不一定就安全了。
Then you may not be safe.
哎，可能你就犯罪，就被定罪了。
Maybe you will commit a grief sin and then be condemned for it.
只有那种人啊，一直在耶稣基督里的，才会被保守了。
Only those who constantly remain in Jesus Christ will be protected.
原因是什么？
Why?
哎，是生命圣灵的律。
Because this is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
哎，啊，这句话有时候不太好讲啊。
Sometimes it's hard to explain this.
哎，那在英文可能比较清楚了哈。那也有的中文的版本这样翻了，那个圣灵是赐给我们生命的。
Because the Holy Spirit gives us life.
圣灵在我们身上就赐给我们生命。
And in our lives, the Holy Spirit provides a spiritual life.
哎，那是圣灵的律，那个律是什么意思啊？
But there is a law of the Holy Spirit.
有人就是翻作哈，这个是生命的那个圣灵给我们的力量。
And it is that the Holy Spirit has given us a strength and a power.
哎，那个圣灵会赐给我们有生命的力量。
The Holy Spirit will give us power of to have life.
什么叫做是圣灵的力量？
And what does that mean?
哎，我们都有生命啊，所以你跟我都坐在这里啊。
We're all alive physically, and so we're all here today.
我们有没有感觉到我们有力量啊？
But do you feel empowered?
有时候没感觉啊，因为我们每天都在活啊。
A lot of times we do not feel this power because we just go along living our lives.
有一天啊，我们死的时候啊。
But on the day that we die,
当然了，我们死的时候我们也不没感觉了。
Of course, we won't really know anything physically.
哎，但是别人看到。
But other people can see this.
在你里面那个生命已经没有力量了。
That the power of having physical life no longer abides in your body.
那个死人永远站不起来了。
Because that dead person will never again stand up.
哎，没有人动他，他绝对不会动的。
If no one moves that dead body, that dead person will never move.
因为那个尸体没有生命的力量在里面了。
Because that corpse no longer has the power of life.
这个就是这个意思了。
That's what this verse means.
我们圣灵更新我们，就给我们一个生命的力量。
The Holy Spirit, if it abides with us, gives us a power of life.
那这个生命的力量给我们做什么？
And what is this power for?
就使我们自由了。
It is to give us freedom.
从哪里自由呢？
Freedom from what?
从罪和死的力量里面自由。
It's to be free from sin and death.
如果我们不在基督耶稣里面，
If we are not in Christ Jesus,
我们就没有那个生命的力量。
Then we will not have the power of the Holy Spirit.
这种人就在罪和死的力量之下。
And then this person is controlled by the power of sin and death.
这个力量啊，很难解释啊。
It is hard to explain.
对，有人这样解释了。
But some people try.
我们所有在地球上的都会感受到一种地心引力的力量。
Human beings in this world will all experience the power of the celestial bodies.
不，这个地心引力啊 ，gravity 啊，就是所有的地球上面的东西。都受这个地心引力的控制。
We're all obviously controlled by the law of gravity.
所以你东西把往上丢啊，它会掉下来。
So if you throw something up, it will come back down.
但是你看那个鸟啊，竟然会飞啊，往上越飞越高，而且不会掉下来。
But we can see that the birds of the air fly up and they can fly higher and higher.
为什么？
Why is this?
我们知道，因为它还活着。
Because the birds of the air are alive.
它里面有生命的力量，所以它会飞啊。
And in them resides the power of life, so they
can fly. 有一天，它被猎人一枪打到了。
But one day the hunter shoots the bird down.
它就掉下来了。
And the bird falls down.
它就逃不掉地心引力的力量。
And then that bird can no longer escape the law of gravity.
因为它已经没有生命的力量了。
Because it no longer has the power of life.
有人又这样比喻了。
Other people explain.
我们人也是一样啊。
We human beings are like this.
我们有力量的时候，我们有生命的时候。
When we are alive and have
the power of life. 你健康的时候。
When you're healthy.
你想站着这就站着。
If you wish to stand, you can stand.
你站得多久，你就想站得多久。
You can stand as long as you want.
有人力量很大，还会跑。
Other people can run.
还可以上坡。
Some people can climb.
但是我们力量渐渐小的时候。
But when your power is little.
我们渐渐老的时候。
As you grow older.
有人站起来就很难了。
People have trouble even standing.
如果没有把它扶，它就掉下去了。
If you don't hold them up, they'll fall down.
因为我们的生命，肉体的生命开始没有了。
Because the fleshly power declines.
我们要死的那时候啊。
The day you die.
你还有气呀。
You may not even have breath.
看，不能动了。
You cannot move.
你连想要手指头要从你床铺上再拿起来一点都没有力量。
You may not have the power to raise your hands up from the bed.
人家把你的手拿起来。
If people raise your arms up,
他的手把你放开了,
if they let go of your arm,
你掉到哪里去?
Where will your arm fall?
你掉在下面去,
you'll fall back down.
因为你已经受地心引力的控制了,
because you have fallen prey to the law of gravity.
这样子来讲生命的力量了。
This is talking about the power of life.
我们有圣灵了。
Today we have the Holy Spirit.
我们就有力量啊。
If we have the Holy Spirit, then we have power.
我们看到罪的事情，我们不会有兴趣啊。
And if we see temptation of sin, we'll not be tempted.
除非你不想要跟圣灵在一起了。
Unless you don't want to be with the Holy Spirit.
有人有圣灵啊，等于没有圣灵一样。
Some people may have the Holy Spirit, but not live life according to the Spirit.
但是我是讲正常的啦。
But I'm talking about the norm.
那个圣灵在我们里面，
if the Holy Spirit abides in you,
就是一个力量，
then you'll have the power of the Spirit.
你虽然不晓得，
you may not know this,
但是你会有改变，
but you will change.
因为你那个是生命，
because this is life.
我们来看马可福音第四章，
let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章，
Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章主耶稣讲的，
this is the words of Jesus.
二十六节到二十九节，
26 to 29.
马可福音的四章二十六节。
Mark chapter 4 verse 26.
四章的二十六节。
Mark 4 verse 26.
又说神的国如同人把种子撒在地上。二十七节。
27.
黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长。那人却不晓得如何这样。二十八节。
28.
地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗后长穗，后在后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。第二十九节，谷季熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。啊，这个讲这个神的道哈，这个种子。
This passage talks about the word of God is like scattering seed.
那个神的国好像人撒种在地上啊。
The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground.
马太福音主耶稣在讲撒种的比喻，就那个种子就是神的道。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus talks about the sower, the parable of the sower, and that seed is the word of God.
听到道理以后。
We hear the word of God.
好像种子撒在我们的心里面。
It's like a seed being planted in our heart.
撒种的比喻告诉我们有四种土地了。
The parable of the sower tells us there's four types of ground.
就是有四种人听到道理会有反应的。
There are four types of people and responses to the word of God.
有的人就好像撒在那个柏油路上，当然不会，当然就不可能长的啦。
Some people are like the seed thrown upon a paved path.
所以天公的魔鬼啊，就下来就把它吃掉了。
There's no way that seed will grow, and the Satan, the birds of the air, come down and eat the seed.
有的人的心呐、啊，太多石头了。
Other people, their heart is very rocky.
刚开始都很热心呐、啊。
And initially, they are very fervent.
发芽的很快。
And the seed sprouts very quickly.
太阳一晒啊，就死掉了。
But once the sun comes, the
因为他心里面太多石头了。
Because the ground is too rocky, the heart is too rocky.
他的那个道理啊，生根不下去。
And the seed has no way of being deeply rooted.
所以这个圣灵的工作不只是只有一时的啦。
So the Holy Spirit is not a one-time doing.
当然有时候会给我们很大的力量。
Sometimes it may come upon you with great power.
使徒行传第二章。
In Acts chapter 2.
圣灵降临的时候。
The Holy Spirit came.
那些人怎么样？
And the disciples there
大家全部住在一起
were filled with power and lived together.
把家产都卖光了。
They sold all their possessions.
大家房屋共用。
And they shared all their belongings.
每天聚会。
Every day they had service.
我想我们都没有这样做过。
None of us probably have done this.
所以那圣灵力量有多大？
How great was the power of the Holy Spirit?
生命的力量有多大？
How much the power of life.
但是圣经没有告诉我们他们一直住这样子住下去啊。
But the Bible does not tell us that they continue to live in this fashion.
不是这样子啊。
They did not.
那个有时候生命力量很大。
Because sometimes the power of life is great.
灵会的时候。
During spiritual
communication. 布道会的时候。
During evangelistic
services. 一次来就得到圣灵。
People come, they kneel down, and they receive the Holy Spirit.
但是我们不要高兴太早啊。
But don't be overly overjoyed.
我们常常把这个拿起来见证，没有错了，但是不要过分太早了。
We constantly testify this, but don't be overly overjoyed.
再等等看，他三年五年以后，他还这样子吗？
Because what is the result 3 years later, 5 years later?
不是这样子的。
Is the person this fervent still?
因为那个圣灵的力量像生命啊。
Because the power of the Holy Spirit is like the power of life.
像种子啊。
It is like a seed.
在这里讲啊。
In the Bible,
那个种子撒在地里面。
It says the seed is thrown onto the ground.
撒种的人去睡觉了。
The sower goes to sleep.
白天呢就工作了。
At day he goes to work.
过了几天也没管他。
He does not pay attention to the seed for several days.
发芽了。
But later the seed sprouts.
这个发芽，这个撒种的人还也莫名其妙，怎么发芽了呢
？But how does it sprout?
我不知道啊。
The sower has no idea.
因为那个种子有生命，自己发芽的。
Because the seed has life, and so it sprouts.
哎，慢慢慢慢就长成了。
And it grows up.
有开花结果了。
And it ripens.
是自然的。
This is the natural process.
生命一定是自然的。
Because life is a natural process.
我们的心地里面如果准备好，神的道一定会发生作用的。
If we prepare our hearts, we prepare the ground that the seed is sown upon appropriately, then the word of God will sprout.
除非我们的心田啊有不有问题呀、啊。
The only problem is our heart, our ground.
我们里面没有准备好。
If we've not prepared our ground, our heart,
像种子的神的道到里面死掉了。
Then the seed of God will be sown into our hearts, but it will be like rocky ground or the path, and it will die.
这个就是在解释啊。
This is telling us
这个生命的力量。
The power of life.
同时也在告诉我们。
It also tells us
这个生命是慢慢的。
That the power of life works gradually.
你每一天去看那个花。奇怪，怎么没长呢？
Every day, if you look at a flower, you'll say it hasn't grown any.
哎，怎么搞的？都没长，怎么搞的？
How come it's growing so slowly?
但是它长得很小。
Because it's growing so slowly.
你一个礼拜以后再看，哎，有长，就有看到长进。
You'll only notice a difference the next week.
我们信主也是一样啊。
It is the same with those who.
我们常常在听 听道理。
If you're listening to the word of God,
我们常常在祷告,
if you're praying constantly,
诶, 查不出来有什么感觉啊,
you may feel no difference.
但是如果你一个朋友, 你的朋友,
but if your friend
很久没有看到你,
hasn't seen you for many
你在跟他讲话,
years and 诶, is talking to you,
他, 你变了,
say, wow, you've changed.
诶, 你怎么变了?
And why have you changed?
没有啊, 我去信耶稣啊。
I said, well, I've believed in Jesus.
诶, 我们的弟兄刚受洗, 他就这样子感受啊。
There's a brother who experienced this.
诶,他的朋友问到他
，His friend asked him，
哎，大家来打麻将
，Let's go and play mahjong。
啊，我没有兴趣。
But he said I'm not interested。
哎，奇怪，你前一阵子还跟我们打得要命呢、啊。
His friend wondered you were like the most fervent mahjong player。
哎，你还跟我们打通宵打夜的。
You always constantly made times to appoint times for this。
哎，给你一个香烟。
Here, I'll give you a cigarette.
哎，我们没有不想抽了。
And he no longer wanted to smoke.
哎，给你一杯酒。
Here, have some drink.
哎，我不想喝酒了。
But no, I don't want any alcohol.
哎，奇怪，你怎么不太容易，不太现在怎么改变了？好像不太容易生气啊。哎
，How come you're so good-tempered now? You used to have a bad temper.
哎，你以前所有的兴趣现在都没有了。
Bad habits, you know, or your old habits, you no longer have those interests.
哎，奇怪，你怎么老是跟我讲耶稣啊？
How come you're always telling me about Jesus?
哎，因为生命在里面长的。
Because the power of life is growing.
没有人叫这个人去讲耶稣啊，他自己去传哦。
No one's telling that person to go talk about Jesus, but that person talks about Jesus naturally.
哎，不过这个发生啊，都很多都是发生刚受洗的人呐、啊。
This happens to many people who are once they're baptized.
我们越信久啊，越好像越都没有了。
It happens when they're newly baptized, but it seems that as they believe in Jesus longer, this fervor fades away.
我们就借口啊。
And then they stop talking.
我所有的朋友我都讲过了，他们都不听我的，算了。
I've talked to all my friends about Jesus before. They don't want to listen, so I'm going to stop.
哎，我 do my best. 我已经尽力了。
I've already done my best.
我也没有新的朋友，我都退休了。
I have no new friends. I've already retired.
哎，这不是借口，这个是借口啊。
But these are excuses.
神会开路的。
Because if you ask, Jesus will guide us.
如果我们让那个生命慢慢的长大。
As long as we allow the life within us to grow up.
我们要去明察觉这个生命。
We need to examine our life.
哎，我这个很有意思啊。这个生命要有一种感觉
because we must have a intimate feeling of our life
圣灵的感觉
and that is the feeling of the abundance of the Holy Spirit
圣经讲啊不要消灭圣灵的感动
the Bible tells us not to quench the fire of the Holy Spirit
有圣灵的人一定有圣灵的感动
because if you have the Holy Spirit will move you
就是信徒没有圣灵也会有圣灵感动
even people who do not have the Holy Spirit will be moved by the Holy Spirit
就是我们教会的信徒没有不是我们教会的信徒受洗的也会有圣灵感动
even those people who have not yet been baptized into our church may be moved by the Holy Spirit
那个圣灵的感动是很微妙的很小的
and the movement of the Holy Spirit may be very little
哎，你不要想说轰轰烈烈声音出一个大声音来告诉我我要做什么你要做什么、啊、
Don't be expecting a voice to appear to you and say to you you must do this and this
哎，你要把心放上
But rather open your heart
哎，你把心放上
And leave it open there.
你就会发觉到，哎，神圣灵的声音在那里。
Then you'll discover the voice of Jesus talking.
我们来看一个例子，好了。
Let's turn to an example.
列王记上。
First Kings.
列王记上十九章。
First Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章。
First Kings chapter 19.
这个以利亚在加密山上杀死了四百五十个假先知以后啊。
On the mountain of Carmel, Elijah the prophet had killed 450 false prophets.
轰轰烈烈，全国的人都知道。
And this news spread throughout the nation.
哇，这个叫做圣工了。
This is called doing the work of God.
这个叫做生命的大作为啊。
This is called the great manifestation of God's work.
但是神要教训他。
But God wanted to teach Elijah.
那个亚哈王的皇后啊，说我明天就要杀你。
King Ahab's wife, the queen Jezebel, wanted to kill Elijah and said, "Tomorrow you will die."
这个震动全国的大先知啊，以利亚就跑了。
And so Elijah ran for his life.
我们也不要笑了。
We shouldn't mock him.
因为我们可能跑得比他还快。
Because we may run faster than him if we were in his shoes.
但是重点不在那里。
But that's not the important
point. 他跑好远，跑好远。
He ran a far distance.
跑到一个洞里面去了。
And he hid in a cave.
神就来跟他讲话。
And God came to him there and talked to him.
以利亚，以利亚，你在洞里面做什么？
He said, "What are you doing here, Elijah, hiding in this cave?"
列王记上十九章。
And in 1 Kings chapter 19,
第十节
，in verse 10,
第十节，以利亚他说：“我为神万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃你的约，毁了你的坛。”用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻找我，寻找我的命。他就回答神了。
In verse 10, Elijah responds to God.
我在这里大发热心了。
I've been very zealous for the Lord of God.
我已经大发热心到今天了，到这个前几天了，一直到现在这个洞里面了。
From the past to the present, where I'm hiding in this cave.
有人讲那个大发热心是从过去一直发热心到洞了。
Many people may say, well, I've been very zealous, now I'm in the cave.
生命的改变。
The change of one's life.
生命的力量。
The power of life.
很多时候会发生在大发热心。
This power may manifest itself in a great work.
你会突然之间很想证，这个见证。
Suddenly you may have great enthusiasm to preach the gospel.
你会禁食祷告。
You may fast and pray.
这个不是错的。
This is not a bad thing.
他还以为他在大发热心。
But Elijah here thought he was still in great fervor.
然后他告诉神。
And so he responded to God.
因为全国的人都离开你呀。
Said the whole nation has forsaken you.
只剩下我一个。
I alone am left of your prophets.
我是全国里面唯一现在还会拜神的人。
I am the only person who still worships you.
这是他跟神讲的话。
This is how he responded to God.
就是剩下我一个，他们还要来找我的命。
I am the only one left, and yet they seek to take my life.
好，神要跟他讲话了。
But then God responded.
十一节
，verse 11.
神说：“你出来，站在山上，在我的面前。”那时神就从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，登山碎石，神却不在风中；风后有地震，神也却不在其中。十二节，地震后有火，神也不在火中；火后有微小的声音。十三节，以利亚听见就用外衣蒙上脸出来，站在洞口，有声音向他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么呢？”十四节。他说：“我为神万军的神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃你的约，毁坏你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他还要索我的命。”这里这个圣经的描写让我们可以再进一步的了解。
This passage gives us a deeper knowledge.
神啊，要跟他讲话。
God was speaking to Elijah.
我们想神要讲话一定很大声啊。
We may think that God will speak to us in a mighty voice.
以色列人出埃及到了西乃山下。
When the Israelites left Egypt and came to the Mount Sinai.
刚开始的时候。
At the beginning.
神叫神所有全以色列人都出来了。
God called the multitude of Israelites out.
三天前就要自洁。
And 3 days before they should consecrate themselves.
因为神要跟他们讲话。
Because God would talk to them.
哇，那一讲话，又是打雷，又是闪电，又是 黑云又是声音强，你想那个声音有多大？200多万的人要听得见，你看声音有多大？没有麦克风哎。
At the end of 3 days, God appeared to them and spoke to them out of thunder and lightning and dark cloud with a great voice, so that 2 million people could hear.
我如果把这个麦克风拿掉，我看后面都听不到，都睡着了。
If I turn off the microphone today, I bet you those sitting in the back would not hear me and would fall asleep.
神讲话，200万人都听得到。
But when God spoke, 2 million people could hear.
而且圣经告诉我们啊。
And the Bible tells us.
那个老百姓听了以后，多吓得发抖啊。
That when the Israelites heard the voice of God, they trembled.
哎呀，跟摩西讲，我们不敢听他。
And they said to Moses, please ask God to stop. We are afraid to listen to him.
我们会死掉。
We will die.
你自己一个人去听好了。
You go up to the mountain yourself to hear.
神跟你讲什么，下来再跟我讲就好了。
Whatever God tells you, then you come and tell us.
神说好了，这些人回家去了，回到你的帐篷里面去。
So God said, okay, go back to your tents.
摩西，你一个人上山。
Moses, you come up yourself.
神讲话是那么大声啊。
This is the voice of God.
有没有错了？神有时候讲话很大声啊。
That's true. God can speak in a great and mighty voice.
但是不要误会啊。
But don't be confused.
圣灵有时神的声音很小的。
Sometimes the voice of the Holy Spirit is a gentle whisper.
你如果不安静下来，你听不到的。
And if you do not quiet yourself down, you will not hear this whisper.
所以神说烈风经过。
And so God here in 1 Kings came in a great wind.
崩山碎石。
Sent a great earthquake.
然后地震。火
and with fire,
都没有
but God was not in all three of them.
他在微小的声音
but rather God came in a still small voice.
这个在告诉我们什么？
What does this teach us?
我们不要在我们的自己认为的圣功的当中失掉了神啊。
Let us not lose ourselves while we're working for God.
很多人的地方可能神躲起来了。
If there are many people, maybe God is hiding himself.
因为人的声音太大了。
Because the voice of the human beings is too great.
你听不到神的声音。
You cannot hear the voice of God.
所以你要个人很单独的、很小心的、仔细的去听。
So maybe you need to quiet yourself down so that you can carefully listen to the small, still voice of God.
那个是心里的声音。
This is the voice in our hearts.
很小声。
It may be a small whisper.
很小的一个感觉。
It may be a small inkling or a feeling.
那是神的旨意啊。
That this is the will of God.
这个是给我们一个操练啊。
This gives us some standard to compare against.
以利亚，当然他学会了。
Of course, Elijah learned the lesson.
以利亚在地震的时候他没有出来。
During the earthquake, Elijah did not come out of the cave.
以利亚等到很小声音他才出来。
He rather waited until the small voice called to him.
没有错了，他是很害怕，他的惧怕，他胆小的先知啊。
Of course, Elijah.Feared for his life.
但是他没有消灭圣灵的感动。
But he did not lose the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那个小的声音的时候，他出来了。
Because when the small voice came, he listened.
神在问他说：“你在做什么？”
God asked him, "What are you doing here?"
他仍然说：“我全国就只剩下我一个。”
He said, "I am alone. I'm left in this country."
神跟我说啊，神就最后就告诉他了。
And then God answered him.
叫他做几件事情呢、啊、
？Go and do several things.
但是回答。全国只剩下你一个这个问题呀、啊，回答他。
But in response to Elijah's declaration that he alone was left,
十八节
，in verse 18,
列王记上十九章十八节。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings 19, verse 18.
但我在以色列人中为自己留下7000人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。神说不是只有你一个啦，还有7000个。
Verse 18, God says you are not the only one left. There are 7,000 others.
我们要学习呀、啊，我们要学习呀、啊，能够听神微小的声音。
So today we need to listen to the small voice of God.
那个声音可能不是在开会当中你听到的。
That voice of God may not come to you in a meeting.
很可能你早上刚刚起来的时候，你。心里面有一种感觉。
It may be first thing in the morning when you first arise.
你觉得说，我今天安息日啊，我应该打电话给哪一个弟兄啊？他好久没有来了。
That Sabbath morning, you're inspired by the voice of God to call a certain brother who has not come to church for a long time.
没有人叫你去打。
No one physically is telling you to go and call.
但是那个声音会在里面。
But that voice in your heart tells you to do so.
你如果是很敏感的人呢、啊、
？If you are a sensitive type of person,
你会马上电话拿起来去打。
You may pick up the phone immediately and call.
或者啊，你睡得好好的，昨天晚上啊，教会回来太晚了。
Or maybe you are very tired from coming back home from church late the previous night.
今天应该十点半才聚会啊。
Today, 10:30 is when service starts.
所以你还在睡觉，大概八点钟还在睡觉，
七点多还在睡觉。
突然之间有个电话。
But some telephone call comes.
如果是平常啊，你就算了，电话让它响吧 ，recording 嘛。
You may decide to let the phone call go to voicemail.
但是你心里面有一个感觉。
But in your heart, you have a feeling.
有可能人家在打电话找我啊。
Maybe someone's trying to call me and reach me.
七点半你就。从那个迷迷糊糊就电话拿起来打接了。
So 7:30, you're still half asleep, but you pick up the phone.
哎呀，某某弟兄啊。
Oh, brother.
我今天没有车子载我呢，你可不可以来载我
？Today I have no way to get to church. Can you come pick me up?
那你怎么反应呢、啊、
？How do you respond?
知道那个神在感动你啊。
This is God inspiring you.
那叫做圣灵的感动、啊。
This is the movement of the Holy Spirit.
不是开会的啦。
This is not in a meeting.
也不是说人家叫你去做的。
This is not an assignment from someone else.
你来到教会了。
When you've come to church.
中午在吃饭。
During the lunch break.
你会有一种感觉。
You may have a feeling.
让我看一看吧。
Let me look around.
那个人怎么来到第一次来教会，怎么没有人跟他讲话呢
？Why is that person sitting alone, even though this is his first time at church?
你在跟很好的弟兄姊妹一直讲话。
You may be having a great time with your fellow brothers and sisters.
但是那个一个微小的声音在那里。
But the still small voice tells you.
那是神给我的机会啊。
This is the opportunity God has given you.
你会把所有现在想做的事先放下来。
You may put aside whatever you wish to do.
这叫做舍己啊。这叫做 deny self.
This is called denying yourself.
我们都想做我最喜欢做的事。
We all like to do what we like to do.
我现在跟人家讲得好好的。
I may be having a blast talking to my friends.
但是我眼睛一看，怎么那里有这个机会？
But here presents an opportunity.
我很想继续跟这些人讲话。
I may want to continue talking to my friends.
但是圣灵告诉我。
But the Holy Spirit is telling me.
那个是你。应该去做的工作。
This is something you ought to do.
那个念头很小啊。
That opportunity and the voice is very small.
That thought, that thought, 在我们的脑子哈、啊，这个转念呢、啊，很短，那时间很短。
It may be a mere instant.
那就看我们要不要抓这个机会了。
But do you want to grab hold of that opportunity?
这是一个很比较微妙的操练啊。
This is a smaller example.
这个早上讲的腓力。
This morning we talked about Philip.
他在撒玛利亚开灵恩会、开布道会啊，好多人得圣灵啊。
He was in Samaria preaching the gospel.
没有得圣灵啊，很多人得受洗啊。
And many people came to believe in Jesus.
他行了很多神迹奇事啊。
He performed great miracles and wonders.
村庄的人都跑到他这里来了。
And everyone in the region came to look at him.
很奇妙的。圣灵感动他
，But the Holy Spirit moved him.
他离开撒玛利亚走了
，And he left Samaria.
他跑到旷野去了
，He went into the wilderness.
他怎么有这样子感动呢
？What moved him to do so?
因为他听那个微小的声音
，Because he heard a small voice telling him.
如果他只是看表面的那个教会的工作，他不会走的。
If he just looked upon the results of his preaching in Samaria, he would not have left.
那么多慕道者来。
So many people came to seek the truth.
那神的神迹其实一直在执行。
So many miracles and wonders were being.
这不是神的工作还是什么
？This is the work of God.
但是那个微小的声音，他竟然听得到。
But still, despite all this, he heard God's voice.
这就是属神的人一个很奇妙的感动啊。
This is the manifestation of God to those who believe in
it. 一个生命在那里头
because there is life within the heart.
像那个种子一样
it's like a seed.
它没有轰轰烈烈的哇长出来一个果树出来
a seed does not grow overnight into a fruit tree.
但是慢慢慢慢的成长出来
but rather it grows gradually and slowly.
这告诉我们圣灵像生命啊
this tells us that the Holy Spirit is like life.
给生命的力量
it gives the power of life.
你是从里面慢慢的出来的
and from within you will grow life.
再来这个生命除了生命 以外，就是跟神的道有关系。
Life is also intimately related to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章六十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 63.
六章六十三节。
John 6 verse 63.
六章六十三节。
John 6 verse 63.
叫人活着乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。啊，请你读。
Verse 63, it is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are Spirit and they are life.
哎，这神讲的道了。
These are the words of God.
就是神讲的话。
This is the word spoken by God.
就是以利亚在那山洞听到神讲的话。
These are the very words that the prophet Elijah heard from the cave.
当然今天我们不必倒到山洞里面才听神的话，不是那个意思。
Today, we don't need to run to a mountain cave to hear the word of God.
神的道在哪里？神的话在哪里？
Where is the word of God?
圣经啊。
Right here in the Bible.
很多人不喜欢念圣经啊。
Many people detest reading the Bible.
他只想做圣工啊。
They just want to do the work of God.
这个就会到最后都会有问题的。
But this will cause problems.
因为他没有平衡。
Because they have no standard.
哎，他 balance 哈，那个他没有平衡啊，所以他只想做，他不知道神的话在哪里。
They have no balance and they just want to do the work of God without the knowledge of the Word of God.
圣灵的工作很重要。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit is very important.
圣灵跟生命跟神的道是连在一起的。
Because the Holy Spirit and life and the Word of God are related to each other intimately.
哎，马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
哎，马太福音十一章啊，这一章很长啊，不过我简单讲一下。
Matthew 11.
哎，主耶稣啊，在这里啊，做了三件事情。
In this chapter, Jesus performed three great events.
这三件事情跟主耶稣做工传福音有绝对的关系。
And they had intimate relationship with the ministry of Jesus in the world.
但是这三件事情都使他在传福音的工作上很失望，很气馁。
And but they provided disappointment to God, to Jesus.
但是到了二十五节。
But in verse 25.
十一章二十五节。
Verse 25.
那时耶稣说：“天父啊。”天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人藏起来，向婴孩就显出来了。二十六节，父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。一切所有的，二十七节，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道，没有人知道子，除了子和子所愿意的指示的，没有人知道，没有人知道父啊。这个主耶稣讲这些话之前发生了三件事情。
Three things happened before Jesus said these words.
哎，如果是我们的话
，If it was us,
我们大概就很失望了。
We may be very disappointed.
不，可能就不来教会了。
We may stop coming to church.
哪三件事情
？What three things happened?
第一件事
，First,
施洗约翰
，John the Baptist.
啊，怀疑他了
，doubted the truth of Jesus.
哎，施洗约翰说。我们到底是等你还是等别人啊？
John the Baptist wondered to himself, "Are we waiting for you? Are you the Messiah?"
施洗约翰是谁啊？
Who is John the Baptist?
施洗约翰是主耶稣的同工啊。
John the Baptist was Jesus's co-worker.
是主耶稣打为主耶稣打先锋的人。
John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus.
他看到圣灵降在主耶稣身上。
He saw the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus.
哎，他跟人家介绍，这个就是神的羔羊，要除去人罪孽的。
And he declared to everyone, "This is the anointed one of God, and he shall go and save you."
现在说，哎，到底我讲以前讲的对不对啊
？But now he doubts whether what he said was correct.
哎，我们有没有遇到同工的怀疑啊
？Have we ever had the doubt of our fellow coworkers?
以前那个同工跟我很好啊。
This coworker and I were very close.
每什么事情都我们两个都是沟通的。
We always work together in a very close fashion.
互相支持的。
We were intimately enjoined.
有一天他怀疑我了。
But now he doubts me.
你还想做吗
？Do you still want to do work for God?
或者说你所尊敬的一个工人
？Or maybe it's someone you respect.
有一天他怀疑我了。
One day that person doubts you.
哎，主耶稣怎么办
？What did Jesus do?
是遭受到同工的。怀疑了。
Jesus was doubted by John the Baptist.
主耶稣没有责备他。
But Jesus did not reprimand him.
哎，主耶稣反而说他是神的工人啊。
But rather Jesus said, he is the one sent by God.
好，同工怀疑他。
So the coworker doubted him.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
那些法利赛人呐，专门找主耶稣的麻烦，就批评他。
The Pharisees chided Jesus.
你是好酒贪食的。
That you are one who is greedy and seeking after your own good.
第三件事情。
Third thing.
第二十节，十一章二十节。
In verse 20.
耶稣在诸城中行了三个许多异能，那些人终不悔改，就在这个时候责备他们。主耶稣在那个加利利附近啊，行了很多神迹奇事。
Because Jesus had done great works in the region of Galilee.
没有人要悔改啊。
But no one wanted to repent and believe in him.
大家只是来看魔术啊，变主耶稣变魔术。
They just came to see the miracles he performed.
没有人要
see a magic show.
没有人要信耶稣啊。
But no one wanted to believe
in him. 没有人要相信主耶稣的救赎啊。
No one wanted to believe in the gospel salvation. No one repented.
如果我们传福音的话。
If when we preach,
神跟我们动工，传了行了很多神迹奇事。
We may be able to perform great miracles.
没有人要悔改。
But no one wishes to repent.
你就暖了，你的腿都暖掉了。
You may be very disheartened.
主耶稣是神本身呐。
Jesus is God.
他给我们一个榜样。
He sets an example for us.
在这种时候
，It was during this challenging time.
他怎么讲？
What did he say?
感谢神啊。
He said, thank you, Father.
因为你的旨意啊，像那些自以为通达的人就藏起来了。
Because you have hidden these things from those who think themselves wise and prudent.
不是我有问题啊。
It's not that the gospel I preach
is a
problem. 不
是我传的公道有问题。
It is not the word that I preach that is in error.
不是我神借我做的工作有问题。
It is not the work that I do that is wrong.
是因为这些接受的人他自己不愿意接受。
But rather, those people who I have preached to have rejected your word.
好，只有那些像婴孩的才会接受。
Only those who are like babies will receive your word.
主耶稣高兴起来了，喜乐起来了。
So Jesus had peace and joy in his heart.
在这种圣工最失望的时候。做圣工最失望的时候，他怎么会喜乐起来呢
？How could it be that he rejoiced despite these challenging times？
在这种时候，他明白了神的道是什么。
Because it was during this time he realized the true nature of the Word of God。
在路加福音说，他被圣灵感动，欢乐起来。
In the book of Luke, it says that Jesus rejoiced through the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是真理的圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth.
所以圣灵不但给我们生命的力量。
So the Holy Spirit not only gives us the power of life.
圣灵同时让我们明白神的旨意是什么。
But it allows us to understand the will of God.
只要我们明白神的旨意。
And as long as we understand the will of God,
这外面的成功失败一点影响都没有。
Then success or failure around us will not influence us.
你就会欢乐起来。
Rather, we will rejoice always.
什么叫做圣灵的更新呢
？What is the renewal of the Holy Spirit?
就是让我们知道圣灵有生命的力量。
It is to allow us to know that the Holy Spirit has the power of life.
就是让我们知道。圣灵里面会让我明白神的旨意。
It is to allow us to know that through the Holy Spirit we can understand the will of God.
不管环境人怎么变化
，regardless of the environment and the changes of time and occasion，
这个圣灵就是越来越给我们越对神的生命、神的话越有信心。
But rather the Holy Spirit gives us more and more power and faith in the Word of God.
这叫做圣灵的更新。
This is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
没有错了，我们可能。改头换面，换成一个很温和的人。
We may turn to be a more gentle and meek person.
但是他更给我们生命的力量。
But we have more power.
更给我们明白神的旨意。
We have a greater knowledge of the will of God.
那我们想一想，我们有这样子的更新吗
？So today, have we been renewed by the Spirit?
就好像我早上讲的那个例子。
Just like the example I shared with you this morning.
那个太太被她丈夫一讲。
The wife who was challenged by her husband.
她觉得，哎呀，真的啊，没有错，我跟我丈夫不信的丈夫一样啊。
She thought to herself, "I'm very similar to my husband who does not believe in Jesus."
哎呀，我没有改变啊。
I have not changed.
我没有生命的力量。
I do not have the power of life.
我也不明白神的旨意。
I do not understand the will of God.
原来我是这么软弱啊。
This is how weak I am.
那个太太怎么做
？So what did the wife do?
来到神面前认罪悔改。
She came before God, confessed her sins and repented.
没有想到这个认罪悔改的这种表现感动了她的丈夫信主。
She didn't realize that her actions would touch the heart of her husband.
因为那就是圣灵更新的 一部分、啊、
Because this is part of the renewal of the Spirit.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
We're going to kneel down and pray.
哎，我们大部分都已经在神的工作、神的事上都有影。都有接触了。
Most of us have already established ourselves in our knowledge of Jesus.
我们要想一想，我们到底工作里，我们的工作有没有生命的力量
？But we need to ask ourselves, do we work for God with power?
我们明白不明白神的旨意
？Do we understand the will of God?
那如果没有
，If we do not,
我们没有发挥圣灵更新在我身上 的作用、啊、
Then we've not allowed the Spirit to renew us.
我们应该来到神的面前，谦卑的，认罪悔改。
Then we need to humbly come before God, confess and repent.
我要有圣灵的更新。
We need to have the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
如果要接受按手的，可以再一次来到前面。
If you wish to have the laying of hands, please come forward.
按手只是帮助啊，大家一起勉励的。
When someone lays their hand on you, it is just mutual encouragement to pray for you.
而且代表我们的谦卑。
It represents our humility to be able to come.
我们愿意同工
and to ask one of our fellow servants of God,
我们愿意祈求上头来的力量
to pray for us to receive power from above.
好，那我们现在就一起来祷告。
Now let us pray.
好，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。